From WRKF 89.3 HD in Baton Rouge, this is Louisiana's Prescription, Bayou State Answers to Health and Health Policy. LSU Health's Urgent Care Clinic in North Baton Rouge opened in 2013 after the nearby charity hospital, Earl K. Long, was shut down. Baton Rouge General's Mid-City Emergency Room took on more patients with the charity hospital closure, too. But as Wallace Watkins reports, the sign on the urgent care clinic's door reads, "No emergency room."
There were about 20 patients sitting in the waiting room on a Thursday afternoon at the North Campus Urgent Care Clinic. The room was mostly quiet, except for the talk show being played on the television.
I heard you say a scoozy.
Carolyn LeBlanc is the manager of this urgent care.
We have 10 treatment rooms. We bring the patient in, we take their vital signs, we get their history, and a provider comes in to see them.
The clinic is staffed with doctors, registered nurses, medical assistants, and radiation technicians. They see about 120 patients per day.
It's your typical flu, cold flu, minor sprains, broken bones.
Located on Airline Highway, the clinic is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But it's not an emergency room, says Stephanie Manson, Vice President of Operations at Our Lady of the Lake.
If you feel like you're having a heart attack or a stroke or something that might threaten your life, you should go to an emergency room by all means. Anything else in between, or if you're not sure and you're feeling kind of okay that you want to get checked out, this is a great place to come.
Baton Rouge General's Mid-City Emergency Room, which saw 45,000 patients last year, is expected to close on March 31st. The Department of Health and Hospitals sees these urgent care clinics as one way to fill that ER void. But in order for that to happen, these clinics will need to expand. For the North Campus Clinic, that means offering CT scans and MRIs later into the evening.
Currently, we're not able to do that into the evening hours, and so that may mean that a person needs to go to an emergency room or a hospital. And so we're going to expand our hours, but we want to be able to take care of as much as we can here to avoid a patient having to go to another level of care.
The clinic is also preparing to see an increase in patients once the Mid-City ER closes. Wallace Watkins, WRKF News.